Welcome into another edition of The World According to Sparky. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Kay Boris, Andy Spitzer over there. Returning from yet another Disney vacation. This time it is Disneyland. And I was trying to keep in touch with Andy. And I was telling Kay, I was like, well, I texted Andy like an hour or so ago. No response. Like, I'm going to call him. Straight to voicemail, phone's off. So now I'm wondering, is he passed out somewhere in the middle of the afternoon? What is going on? Where is Andy?
Day drinking.
Day drinking, right? Who knows?
Jack and Coke slushy.
Right, and just out right there, right next to a kiddie pool or something. Who knows? So thankfully, though, he eventually did text me back and tell me that he was really riding every ride he could find at that point. So, all right, Andy. So first off, you left at the butt crack of dawn.
Yeah, 5:50 was my plane Easter Sunday.
That's stupid. Like, there is no way. So your plane, you got on the plane at like 5:30 then?
Boarding. Think they boarded at 5:15, yeah.
Was the Easter Bunny on the plane?
They did have Southwest. I took Southwest. They did have, they were walking around with a boombox and a guy in an Easter basket that played the bunny hop.
Nice!
But it was like a really cheesy rendition of the
so
bunny hop.
So what? It's something. Who cares?
That's awesome.
But it was really, really funny on 3 hours sleep or whatever.
Right. Yeah, because you're dying at that point, as is everybody else on the plane. So then you had a direct flight, no layover straight there?
No, there's no way to get there directly that I've found. So you have to have a layover. So I had a
Timeout. Hold on. Did you just say you can't get a direct flight to where you have to land in order to get to Disneyland?
Not if you're going to the Orange County Airport. I have yet to find a direct flight from Milwaukee to Orange County.
We won't be going.
You can fly.
I'm not laying over with a bunch of kids.
You can fly into LAX and they can give you a ride up there.
Oh, LAX.
That's
a fun airport. Yeah, let's
what about
do that.
From Chicago? Is there direct flights?
I've never tried from Chicago. I would assume.
Well, how far of a drive is it from LAX?
To Anaheim, an hour and a half.
So, hour and a half, like on a Disney bus?
Yeah.
So, the Disney bus will pick you up at LAX and then drive you back there.
Mm-hmm. They have a Disney bus that'll take you from LAX up there. Yep.
Yeah. That's not bad when you're landing, but that's going to be a problem when I have to go to get out. Having to leave an hour and a half early. Hope you hit no accidents, no nothing in L.A. Still get to the airport on time.
We'd have to look in Chicago flights.
LAX scares me. So, and the Orange County Airport's really nice, and it's smaller.
So where did you lay over at?
Denver.
And then you caught a flight from Denver there.
Mm-hmm.
Been in the Denver airport. It's an okay airport. It's nice.
It is what it is.
Yeah, okay. So... Now you get there.
Well, it is worth taking the early flight because the price was definitely right.
Well, I figured. And then you took a red eye back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a lot cheaper going those ways if you want to do it. I don't mind taking a red eye home because that means I get the whole day in my vacation destination. Mm-hmm. Like, totally fine with that. That doesn't bother me. Leaving so blessed early, though, that's just not something I want to do because then I feel like you got to nap. Like, you're going to have to find somewhere in your day to nap. And I don't want to be napping on vacation if I don't have to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can sleep anywhere.
I'll nap on any given day.
Yes, you would. Yes, she's all about napping. That would be her whole vacation, just nap every day, and that's my vacation. I'll stay home and nap every day, and I'm good. Yes, all right. So now we get there. Now they send a bus to pick you up.
Yeah, there's if you go to the ground transportation area at Orange County, there's the Disneyland Express. You have to pay for it, and they'll give you a ride there.
Okay, so now they pick you up, you go. No issues this time.
There was an issue on the bus. So I got to the airport, or I got to the Disneyland Hotel, and I was the only one on the bus.
Well, I would imagine so.
And he was like, are you going to give me a tip? And I was like, no, now that you asked for it, like, you haven't really done anything. You're doing your regularly scheduled route. And he just got pissed. So he, like, throws the luggage at me, rolls it towards me, is like, fine. So that was how things started.
That's not very Disney guest friendly.
No, it's not.
Then I went into the Disneyland Hotel to check in. And they were like, hey, a typical hotel thing. We need a credit card on file for incidentals.
Right.
You know the whole deal.
Now, I will tell you, there is a resort that Leroy Butler told us about a while back where they literally will take $100 in cash and put it in an envelope versus doing the credit card incidental.
Oh, that's old school.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. As long as they give it back to you. I've always gotten it back. Okay, go ahead.
So I had called just to be safe because I'm going out to California. I know I probably don't have to do this. I gave my credit card company a heads up saying, hey, I'm traveling this week.
Very smart.
Yep. Just so don't shut me down.
Very smart.
Giving you a heads up. So I had bought something at the Denver airport to snack on when I was doing a layover.
And you didn't tell them about Denver?
No, I did tell them. I said I was flying in that area.
Right.
And no, they said, sorry, your card shut down at the hotel desk. So I called the credit card number and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, we put the wrong dates on. So they're off by a day.
Whoops.
And I said, well, can you undo it? And they're like, not till after midnight. The hold is like through midnight. So this is like probably 45 minutes at the desk. The Disneyland people are doing all they can. A big shout out to that front desk. So they're like, okay, we're going to make an exception. You know, as long as you come back before 11 o'clock, we'll hold the room for you for one night. And then, you know, we'll have the card on file for the rest of the week. And I was like, thank you. So it worked. I went back, I think I was up, I woke up, like 1 a.m. in the middle of the night, so I just went down to the front desk and got it taken care of, but bit of a snag.
Always is something with Andy's trips. Have we noticed this? Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I had a reservation on Easter Sunday for a, Easter character breakfast at the Grand Californian Hotel.
Okay.
At the Storytellers restaurant, which, the theming inside is kind of similar to the Wilderness Lodge, Whispering Canyon. They don't do the crazy stuff there, though.
Which means we're not going. That's why we don't go to Whispering Canyon anymore, because they tone that down.
So I checked in there. And they said, yeah, we'll get your table ready for you. Just be a few minutes. So I'm sitting in the lobby at Storytellers. And this woman comes up to me. And as people do at Disney, they start making small talk.
I make small talk with anybody anywhere. That's not a Disney thing. That's a human being thing.
No,
Kay.
It's not.
No, I think people are more. Well, okay, if you're not a professional afternoon radio host,
I mean, come on, I do it literally anywhere we are. I will do it. It could be any city, any state. We're going to Iowa at the end of the May. I guarantee you, I will make friends.
And
in
I'm
Iowa.
Mentally like kicking him in the shin, telling him to shut up.
You're the exception, though, I think.
All right.
Afternoon radio host.
Fine, okay.
I think, like, if you're normally at Disney, I feel personally more inclined to talk to people. I
right.
went to it at the mall or something.
Because everybody seems to be nice.
I don't do right. it anywhere.
Just in general, she doesn't talk to people. No. Okay, so.
So I'm talking to this woman. She's, like, 45-ish. Has, like, her Easter best on. She's like, oh, I'm waiting for my family to get here because we're having Easter brunch. So.
Uh-oh.
We're starting to talk.
She's got a family and all that. Be careful. And they're on their way.
So nothing. I behave myself.
Okay.
So we're making small talk and we're asking like what we do for a living. So I told her and she said, well, I'm actually a plastic surgeon in Los Angeles. And I said, okay, like what kind of plastic surgery? She's like, breast implants.
You're getting breast implants, Andy?
No.
Okay, good.
We're good. So she said, here's something fun to look for when you're at the park.
Beer.
If you see breasts and they're bouncing side to side, left to right.
She told you to look at boobs on your trip to Disneyland. Is that what just happened?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
So
if she tells you to look at hers and guess what hers are,
no.
She was wanting more than what you thought.
The conversation was all in very general terms. It wasn't any flirtatious anything.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't looking for anything.
Right, all right.
So she said, if the boobs bounce left to right, they're fake. If they bounce up and down, they're real. So, Kay, you're the female of the show. What do you make of that?
I have no idea. I guess I've never paid attention.
Well, yours bounce up and down, so that would be accurate with Kay.
Yeah. I guess I have never looked to see which way or how.
And that's what I thought.
Like, Kay doesn't pay attention to any of her surroundings, no matter where we are.
That's accurate,
so that's
too.
Not going to change anyhow. That
that's
doesn't
accurate.
Matter. Right.
But did you ever have one of those things where, like, you never paid attention
to? Well,
now
it's going to be like a game.
Yeah. So, like, when I was at the park the rest of the week, I was just
you
like.
You were a creepy old dude checking out chicks.
Well, I wasn't being blatant about it, but you know how it is with guys. Like, sometimes someone walks past you, it's like, wow, look at those. And then, you know, then I was thinking, yeah, I wonder if they're how they're bouncing. And then it's just something you notice now that something
and
someone's
pointed
out. And
note to self, don't let Devlin or Logan listen to this episode of the podcast.
Hey, man. I don't know what to tell you. I have no idea. That's amazing to me, that whole conversation even happened. Does that conversation happen if that woman's family is in the airport with her? Not a chance.
Depending on the age?
No, there's just no chance.
California. It's big plastic surgery.
No chance. So what happened after that conversation ended?
I got my table. And
with her or without her?
No, just me. And it was a breakfast buffet. And I have had really good character buffets out there. The Disneyland Hotel had one when I went in 2013. This one is really disappointing.
What characters were there?
The Big Five.
Okay.
Yep. So that was a little disappointing because they specifically billed this one as Easter character breakfast.
Right.
Where you could normally also sign up for the normal character breakfast.
Okay, yep.
So it was kind of disappointing they didn't have like some of the rabbit characters, like Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh.
Did they have Mickey dressed up with like rabbit ears on or anything?
No, it was like the typical
because they sell stuffed animals.
Like the primary colors? It wasn't even pastels?
There is no references to Easter.
Yeah, how would it mind when we did Halloween?
They were all dressed up in Halloween costumes.
They were.
No one even said Happy Easter. They did like a let's march around the restaurant together kind of a thing several times when I was there. There's no Easter music or anything.
Wow.
So that is jacked up.
Yeah. And as I said, when I went to the buffet in 2013, it was for breakfast as well. And there was like macaroni and pizza and like all this stuff. And this
for breakfast?
Yeah. They had this big spread.
It was like a brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one was just like these really sick looking like wet scrambled eggs that I stayed away from. And then it was just like Mickey waffles.
If you think we're going to Disneyland after listening to this so far, you haven't done anything to sell us on anything.
As I said, it's going to be a rough 2 days, but then it rebounds. Then it rebounds. So
I'm never going to Disney with him, ever. Man has no luck. He's like Joe Zenzola. He's the Disney version of Joe Zenzola, who also has a cloud of doom over his head.
It works out. It gets better.
You run into the doctor again? Is that how this gets better at the end of the trip?
That'll pop into your head. Okay, when you're out at the mall, it'll just randomly pop into
so
your
the
head.
Food wasn't any good.
No, it was just like I could have went to, because Eggo sells the Mickey waffles now.
Right.
Yeah, I could have just made it in my room.
So how much did that cost you? That wasn't very good. Like 40, 50 bucks?
45 bucks, I think. Yeah. Yeah. So
ouch.
I was kicking myself because Disneyland Hotel does have Steakhouse 55, and I was like, I should have just used the money and got a nice steak.
Yep.
But, you know, when it's a 7-hour travel time out there, whatever it was, 8 hours,
you want to eat.
I was starving. So it's like a buffet. I can knock out two meals with one.
Right. No.
That is disappointing.
Didn't work out.
Okay.
Didn't work out.
So we're not doing that if we ever go. Right now we're not. But go ahead.
So then I rebounded. The Disneyland Hotel has a quick service place called Tangora Terrace, which is themed after the Polynesian. Which means they have a Dole Whip machine right in the lobby. So you don't even need to go into the parks.
Now that's a bonus.
Yes.
I like that.
With all the flavors that we talked about in the previous podcast. So
now we're going. Thanks.
Yes.
Because now she's not going to let this go forever.
Doesn't cost you a park ticket.
That's beautiful. All right.
So, like I said, the buffet wasn't good, but so I drowned my sorrows in three raspberry Dole Whips.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, because you were starving because you didn't have breakfast.
I'm jealous. Yeah. I have Dole Whip envy right now.
Are you jealous about everything that happened before this, too, on his trip?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
I'm not a fan of food, so I wouldn't have been jealous.
Or leaving at like 5:30 in the morning.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm finishing my third raspberry Dole Whip, and people are looking at me at this point. When I went back for a third one, they're like, okay, I know these are good, but I think you have a problem. So I'm finishing that, and then I noticed Trader Sam's is open, which is right next door from the...
That's where you picked up a chick in Disney World.
That's right. The cool theme bar that Disney Brian, our super fan listener, suggested. So I was like, I better go in there, because they actually have food you can order at this one as well.
Disney Brian is going to come back on the podcast because he is going out to Disneyland for the Star Wars opening.
Oh, he is?
He's going to be out there right away opening weekend.
That sucks. So the 4-hour time limit put on that.
Yep.
Nope, that's a waste of a trip.
So he's going out there, and then he's going to come on the podcast after he goes and experiences it and tell us all about it.
That's good.
So that would be good. All right,
I mean,
so go
he might get like 2 feet in the door and have to wait 4 hours to move.
He's concerned about the lines, but you have to wait and see.
They have a lot of work to go on that yet. I took a couple train rides just to see how the construction was going. They got a lot to fill in a month's time.
See, now that's going to suck too, because like him and his girl, they got tickets. They're all set to go. And all of a sudden, oh, we're not done. We're going to delay it for 4 months. And now you're stuck. You spent all that money on airline tickets and everything else to get out there, and now it's not even, if it doesn't open on time, all these people, because you know people are all paid up to go out there, and all those hotels are booked for everybody wants to be the first ones in that park.
And they're only going to have the Millennium Falcon ride open. The other ride that they're having isn't even going to be ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not into Star Wars, so I don't care.
Oh, I want to check it out.
I want to check it out, but I'm in no rush. Right. I don't care. I can take it or leave it.
Yeah, I'm anxious for that one. All right, go ahead.
So I went into Trader Sam's, and they had different drinks from the Disney World one, which is cool. So I had a drink called the Piranha Pool, which came in a piranha-shaped glass. So you drank out of the mouth of the piranha, and it's faced up towards the ceiling, kind of makes a triangle.
Awesome.
Like it's going to bite your finger off. So it was blue liqueur and rum. So it was like a sky blue color. Yep. And then it had, I don't know how they did this or what it was made out of, but they had like a red circle. So it was like going down his
nice.
Throat to make it look good. But it was a smaller Trader Sam's. The Disney World one definitely had more like animatronic stuff.
Sure.
But they did have different drinks. So the Piranha one... They have piranhas. They have a piranha segment at the Jungle Cruise ride at Disneyland where they don't at Disney
Correct.
World. So that's why they sold the piranha drink there. Which so it's cool. There's some menu differences.
Nice. So that was a positive so
that
far
was a positive.
This Easter Sunday.
Yeah, it was going. So, so I had I think two of those and stumbled home, which I think is when you called me and I didn't respond for a couple hours. So.
See, you were accurate.
I was concerned. I wasn't worried about being accurate. I was more concerned because he was out there by himself.
I appreciate it. I do appreciate the alert about the snow, too. And then we got like a half an inch.
Gave you a heads up that all the snow is coming in case you're flying in. This could be a problem. Did you see it?
7 inches.
No, I haven't seen it. Thanks for the heads up. I'm not coming in until like early Monday morning on a red eye. I'm like, I'll be gone by that point. Do you have any idea how angry I was? Ask her. I was all fired up. I was like, I'm going to get to use my snowblower one last time. I cannot wait. Snow starts coming down. I go to her. I'm like, yes, here we go. Finally. It was supposed to start like 5 hours ago. And then it didn't stick. Like the grass was covered. There was nothing stuck to it.
He's
it couldn't even shovel.
Talking it up to Jackson. We're going to
build
a snowman.
We were all ready to go. Nothing.
I was excited. He's lucky because we left the house then.
Yeah, then we went to her parents, where they didn't even have snow on their trees, and they were right by Lake Michigan in Bayview. So stupid.
Right across the street.
All right, I'm done talking about this. What else happened the rest of your day? Anything else for the first day?
That was the day one.
All right, day one is
we
in the
leave
books.
It there if you want.
We'll talk about day two coming up on the next podcast. Tune in again next week. He is Andy Spitzer. She is Kay Boris. I am Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Till next time.
Left Toodles. To right. Left to right.
Huh? What?
Left to right. You got to check it out. Maybe they go left to right.
Oh, the boobs! Toodles!